Good evening, Family Worship Center. How are you folks tonight? I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to beautiful downtown Newcastle, Pennsylvania. What an awesome day. Wasn't it nice to be out there in nice warm weather, except for you guys who are walking, right? Probably want to cut it back a few. So today we have a lot of things going on. First of all, thank you so much to everybody that came out last Sunday and helped. Notice something different with the sound. Look at those. Tell you what, the men were awesome up there. I have some new names for some of our men. The phrase monkey crosses a couple. They're up there hanging on the scaffolding. Far better than I am, right? So praise God for all the help there. Tonight, Kelly Kaufman will have the Kingdom Kids. Melissa's going to have the Zion Lions. And for those of you that are wondering why Mimsy was giving you wine before the service, way to go, Mimsy. Tonight we are going to have communion tonight, so that's a great way for us to celebrate what the Lord has done and to show that we are one body. No matter where we come from, no matter our background, we are one body in Christ. Amen? We got a couple cool things. Bishop is coming here June 4th, 2 weeks. It's going to be an exciting service with our bishop. He's our pastor's spiritual father. Be some phenomenal activities occurring. Today, by the way, we have some food downstairs that's going to blow your doors off. Oh, we're going to have some food down there. And today happens to be Karen's birthday. Now, Karen, God bless her. She doesn't come often, but tonight she is supplying all the food. That's what Pastor Kelly is right now. But this is her, but she prays with our family every week. And even though she's at home. She's here every week with us, praying for us, making sure we're covered. So Karen, thank you so much. From my heart to you, happy birthday. Amen. How many of you know there's no distance in the spirit, right? You could be here and I could be over in California and guess what? We're together. Amen. That's a beautiful part. Speaking about opportunities, a couple cool things happening. Our pastor Chris Kaufman.
Hello?
Sorry about that. Our pastor Chris Kaufman is preaching tomorrow. He's going to be up at the Central Community Church up in Transfer, which is up Route 18 going way up. Phenomenal opportunity. We would love to go and support our pastor anytime he preaches. If you want to, see me after the service if you're interested in going. And we can all go up together. It's not a long trip, but I think it'd be a nice opportunity. Anytime our pastor speaks outside, I'd like to get out there and, you know, once again, support the ministry he's doing, in addition, supporting the people that he's ministering to. So, awesome time, Karen Hammack's birthday. Oh, two more things and I'm going to start rocking. Our services on Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, we're going to have some really major prayer. Pastor Chris has been doing some incredible teaching afterwards. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hour time. Phenomenal. If you can make it Wednesday evenings for our deeper truth teachings, you want to come. Because that's where you're really going to start getting the meat of the gospel. Great time also if you're confused. If you know, Pastor Chris says something that says, I don't understand it or agree with it, hey, come on. That's a time for us as a family to get together and to share. So that's incredible. Other thing that we're doing, Tuesday, Pastor Kelly was asking for a few people that are willing to paint. She wants to get together Tuesday morning about 10 a.m. to finish painting some of the fellowship rooms. Shouldn't be a super long engagement, but if there's a couple of people that are interested, please see Kelly after the service. In the Psalms, it's really Psalm 138. I love this. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward the holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. The Lord is here. The Lord is here. And it's our praise and worship that sets the atmosphere. So Father, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for who you are. We thank you, Father, that your word is about everything. Your word is above all. Your word is above my sickness. Your word is above my poverty. Your word is about everything, Lord. You are the Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Rophi. Father, you are the God of all. So Father, we thank you for this evening, Father. We thank you for our praise team. We ask you, Lord, that they, that you just light the skies up right now as Judah will lead us into battle. And Father, we just thank you for who you are and what you are doing. Lord, touch this people, for this is a house of restoration. But above all, let your name be above everything. Let your name never, never stop coming out of my lips. And Father, we just give you the glory, the honor, and praise, and we just thank you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. All right, guys.
Are you ready to worship? Oh, just shake us this chains tonight and just turn it over to him for the victory.
Holy Spirit, take my hand now. Lead me out into living waters. You're the wellspring. You're the stirring. You're the life for the sons and daughters. Eyes are open to the unseen. And my faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now. Sing it out loud. Come and give the Lord his glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Are open to the unseen, and my faith is rising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. Lift your hands, give the Lord his glory. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is rising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. Lift your hands, give the Lord his glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. Till I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. Till I'm going deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love.
You're calling me deeper, calling me deeper, deeper still.
You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. No, I'm going deeper, deeper still.
Still,
into your love.
Oh, praise God. Oh, God is good?
All the time.
All the time? Oh, that's, amen to that. Just want to welcome everyone online and here. Just continue going after God. And again, encourage those at home, in your car, wherever you are, just worship. You don't have to be in church. Worship where you are.
Here I am before you, falling in love and seeking your truth, knowing that your perfect grace has brought me to this place. Because of you I freely live, my life to you, oh God, I give. So I stand before you, God. I lift my voice and you set me free. So I'll shout out your name. From the rooftop I proclaim that I am yours. I am yours. So up my hands for all to see, you're the only one who brings me to my knees to share this love across the earth, the beauty of your holy word. So I kneel before you, God. I lift my hands cause you set me free. So I'll shout out your name. From the rooftops I proclaim that I am yours. I am yours. So I'll shout out your name. Here I am on my stand with arms wide open. Christ I proclaim that I am yours. I am yours.
Thank you.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness fails, it won't be held. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. My God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down from any giants, 'cause I know how this story ends. When I know how this story ends, I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. This is holy. This is holy ground. You are holy. You are holy, God. This is holy. This is holy ground. You are holy. You are with me now. And I wait upon you now. Lord, I wait upon you now. Let your presence fill me now.
Oh, we wait on you, Lord, tonight.
And I wait upon you now. This is holy. This is holy ground. You are holy. You are holy, God. This is holy. This is holy ground. You are holy. You are with me now.
with us right here, right now. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. I want you to go right now tonight. Just grab somebody's hand. And I want you to, hallelujah. Come on, He is the Lord, our healer. And I want you to extend your faith tonight together. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for somebody. Come on, go out and play. Lay hands on your kids. Lay hands on somebody. Come on, just pray for somebody. Pray healing. Hallelujah. Come on, pray. Touch a body to somebody right now. Strength upon their body. Come on, amen. No matter what the enemy might say, we're here declaring God. What God calls holy is holy. So we declare whatever's healed is healed. Come on, amen. Whatever is His is righteous is righteous. Whatever is pure is pure. Whatever God says it is. So we're going to stand upon that word as you pray strength right now. Oh, yes. You are holy.
Oh, our hearts cry holy.
Really feel this. Today I was just, the other day I was just driving. And I began to think about something. I began to think about, the Bible says that the angels cry one to another, holy, holy, holy. 24 hours, 7 days continuously. Can you say holy, holy, holy? Come on, everything in heaven is in order. It's in the right place. Hallelujah. Everything that has been accomplished is done in the heavenly. Say it's done. Come on. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear. As I was praying this, I heard the Lord saying, I'm waiting for the earth to agree as it is in heaven. That the, it's not just two angels crying holy, holy, but it's the angels and the sons of the earth crying holy, and the heavens cry holy, and the earth cries holy, and the heavens cry holy, and the earth cries holy, as we become an agreement as it is in heaven, that it be done here in the earth. Do you hear that tonight? Come on, I just feel that. I feel that in my heart. That we begin to agree with heaven. Hallelujah. We begin to agree as it is in heaven. Let it be done in my earth. It's altogether lovely. So Father God, we come in agreement right now. Come on, amen.
Oh, our hearts cry holy. Oh, oh,
my heart.
My heart cries holy. Whoa, whoa,
my heart
cries holy. Whoa, whoa,
one more time.
My heart cries holy. Whoa, whoa, my heart cries holy.
Come on, let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is He holy? Come on, is He holy? Come on, is He worthy of your praise? Hallelujah. He's worthy of your praise. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. I just want you to hear that. I just believe that sometimes we got to get in agreement the way it is in heaven, in our earth. Your life might feel like it's in shambles, but what the Lord says is holy, what God calls right is right. Amen? Come on, amen? So I got to agree with what God says. Hallelujah. Come on, I got to agree with what God says. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. Welcome everybody here tonight. All those that are watching online, I bless you. I just want one more reminder real quick. Tomorrow at 10:30 New Creation, they're having Vicki Truitt. She's a singer and songwriter. Tomorrow at 10:30. So if you have nothing else to do, go and get involved. Amen? Come on, say amen. Hallelujah. Good to see everybody here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You love Jesus?
Yeah.
Come on, amen. You love Jesus? Hallelujah. Is he worthy? My goodness, I really felt that. I just pray that you catch that, because sometimes there's some things that we just got to get, we got to agree with. God says that all the earth might be filled with the glory of God. That all the earth, God says, he says, as I live, that the earth must be filled with the glory, all the glory in all the earth. Say all the earth. See, that's God's intention, is to fill every void, every brokenness, every pain, everything, come on, amen, everything that might be broken, whatever that might be, God wants to fill it. Do you know who that, do you know God? God has a heart, hallelujah, for brokenness. He flows to places that are, how many of you have been broken? Come on, amen. How many have been broken? How many have been in a place where that you really have been broken, that you've suffered some brokenness in your life? I'm here to tell you, let God flow to those areas of your life. Come on. Because God has a weak spot for places that are broken. Hallelujah. He wants to fill up void and emptiness. That's who he is. He can't help it. Hallelujah. He's got to fill all things. God wants to fill all the earth. I lift up your hands. I want you to say, I am the earth. Come on, I am an earth, hallelujah, that God wants to fill all the earth. Come on, not just part of me, but God loves me so much, he wants every broken part of me. I'm not about playing church. I'm being real, because listen to me, I'm not just coming here for just to spend time, but I've come here to let God, hallelujah, find my victory, walk in victory with him, walk in his power and his might as an overcomer, mighty, because that's who my God is. And I am his child. He wants me to experience all that he has. Everything, Randy, every bit of him. He wants me to know him in all the aspects of who he is. Every area, say every bit. Not holding back. See, God does not hold back. Come on. He gave it all. He gave it all. He died upon that cross so that I can have it all. He didn't hold back to say, well, someday. Come on, amen. No. Today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today. Say today. Today. I don't know about you, but listen to me. I need to experience salvation in my life every day. Every day. I need to have the experience of salvation, of knowing him. I need to experience the Savior every day. Not just once, but every day. Every day. Can you say every day? God wants you to know him, not just on Saturday. Every day. Every day. I don't know about you, but man, there's a lot of brokenness out there. There's a lot of brokenness out there. The earth is crying for salvation. And I'm here to tell you, listen to me. We know salvation. Don't hold it back. Don't hold it back. All creation is groaning for us to manifest his likeness and image in the earth. Thank you, priest. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Good to have you. This sermon's called Fighting Faith. Come on, say Fighting Faith. Last week we were talking about faith. This week I want to share with you a few things about fighting faith. And I want to explain that to you. I want you to see how that, the reason why it's that way and how we, there's things that we go on in our lives that we wonder why. Say, wonder why. Come on, do you wonder why about some things? I mean, I don't know about you, but I do sometimes. I wonder why. Why is this happening? Why is this or why is that? And but sometimes God wants us just to trust him. That we begin to trust God. And I'm going to read a couple scriptures to you, but I'm going to lay a groundwork for you. So I just pray, Heavenly Father, I pray to God, Lord, that you just release your word. I pray right now, God, Lord, that we give you place in this house for our ears. God, Lord, that we can hear, that our hearts be open, that we can receive your word, God. God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that I be hid to God, Lord, that this be all about you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, so this is in 1 Timothy 4:2. And this is a declaration. It says, preach. That word preach means proclaim. It says, proclaim the word. So the Bible says to preach the word, to proclaim the word. When does he tell us to do that? He says, be instant in season. Say in season. And out of season. How many of you guys know that it's easy to declare or to preach or to proclaim the goodness of God's word whenever things good?
Come on.
I'm just going to preach real tonight. Okay. Is that all right? Listen, because now it's easy to preach from the mountaintops. It's whenever you get in the valleys. Come on. Amen. So he's declaring something. He's saying, listen to me. He says, I'm telling you that we need to proclaim it in season and out of season. When you are in season, when things are going right and fruit's producing and all the things are right, everybody come on. And it's a spring, it's fall, it's in that place where that you're reaping the harvest. Come on. You're standing on your cape is flowing in the wind. That's easy. But when you're out of season, that's where we get problems. So he's declaring something to them through the word of God. He says, listen, I want you to preach. Because it's important. It's important for us to preach in season and out of season. That we have the same confession in season and out of season. Say the same confession. Say fight the faith. I want you to hear this. All right, you okay? All right. So we got to fight the faith. And it says, and reprove. That means correct. Things that are out of season, whether they're in season or out of season, that we got to correct some things. We like to correct things in other people's lives. Come on. That other party or that other group, if they would just get it together, we'd be better. Come on. Am I being right? Come on, amen. So he's saying, listen, so maybe I just need to correct some things. Preach there. What do I preach? I preach it into me. I want you to hear this. That, listen, we got to understand as a church that we have no problem preaching to the world, but I'm going to tell you something. We got to preach to me first. I got to preach to me. I got to preach to myself first. I want you to know that I preach the sermons I preach here. I preach them all week long to myself. And sometimes I get really uncomfortable. I'm like, I'm going to take that out, Lord. No. You keep that right there. He says, and to rebuke, that means to disapprove some things. Sometimes we okay some things and sometimes we got to disagree with some things. Sometimes we just got to settle in our heart that we got to be at a place where that this is a non-negotiable. It's a non-negotiable. There's some things in our life that we got to be settled in our heart that this is a non-negotiable. Amen? I'm going to help you tonight. And it says, and exhort. That means to urge. Urge. Urge with all long-suffering. We got to exhort. We got to urge. We got to long-suffering. Say long-suffering. How long? There's not a time limit on that. I want you to get this and know that, listen, do you know that God is long-suffering? God put up with me running from him for a long time. He's long-suffering. And guess what he wants? He wants me to be long-suffering. He wants me to be long-suffering in doctrine, that I stand, hallelujah, that I'm unshakable in the word of God, too. Say unshaken. All right? It says, so I'm going to jump in here. I'm going to bring you my text because I want you to see this. And I just want to lay this out first. This is in Luke 8. Okay? And you all know this. You're all familiar with this. So I'm not going to share something completely new here tonight. But I'm going to give you, lay this out for us to see, to understand some things. It's about fighting faith. So here's the key word. It says, and it came to pass a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us. Say, let us. What? Go over. Let us go over to where? To the other side. I want you to get this and see this, because that word right there, that when God gives us a word, that word will always be challenged and it'll always be confronted. God's word will always be confronted in your life. It'll always be challenged. Either by your own self, by your own doubt, or by maybe other people around you. But that word will be challenged. How many of you guys agree with that? How many of you guys realize that? Let's go look at it. So he says, let us. So God gave them a word. He says, let us go to the other side. Can you remember that? Let us go to the other side. Where are we going? To the other side. Come on, where are we going? To the other side. Now God gave them a word. Come on, God gave them a word. And now in the between this point into where they get to the other side, that word's going to be challenged. It's going to be challenged. So we could take a look here. And it says in Hebrews 4:14. I'm going to try to lay this out real quick. He says, and seeing that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to what? To our profession. That word profession means confession. That we got to hold on to our confession. What is our confession? I want to help you there. I want us to build upon this right here. That we keep confession. We confession, not once. We don't just confess it once. And here's what I mean by that. Listen. We don't just confess him once in my life as my Savior, that he's Lord. I promise you this, that every day, him being Lord in your life will be challenged. What do I mean by that? Him being first. Him being placed first. Because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these will be added. All these things will be added unto you. Seek first. You know, that's the one thing that we miss it, that we don't always seek first the kingdom of God. We have these other things that we place in priority. And sometimes we place him here, but a lot of times we don't, because that word becomes challenged. Because as soon as the waters begin to shake, the things around you begin to stir within you, when you face confrontation, that word will be challenged within you. I'm preaching to myself tonight. Is that all right? So he says, and we have a high priest which cannot be touched with, cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, which cannot be. He is being touched by them, but was in all points he was tempted like we are, yet without sin. And he says this, keep us therefore come boldly, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So I got to hold fast to my confession. I got to keep confessing the same truth. I wrote this down. Keep saying the same thing. Don't let it get away. Because it'll be challenged. Come on. Sometimes I got to get a grip on my lip. Well, maybe you could get someone that you love, that loves you, that can help you get your lip under control. You know, we have the Holy Spirit within us. Amen. The Word of God declares that. Sometimes the Holy Spirit stirs me to celebrate, to clap, to shout, to dance, to rejoice, But I want you to know the Holy Spirit also tells me to keep my mouth shut sometimes. Come on, sometimes the Holy Spirit, come on, amen, redirects my steps. Because sometimes I want to go this way or sometimes I want to go that way. But the Holy Spirit, listen, we got to get our lip under control, amen. Sometimes we say the wrong things. We begin to confess the wrong things over our lives. We confess the wrong things over one another. We begin to speak the wrong things. The Bible says that we have long suffering. Sometimes you want to say something. Long suffering. Keep confessing the right thing in season and out of season. When you feel like it or when you don't feel like it. Because sometimes I certainly don't like confessing maybe about my brothers or sisters. Come on. Who they really are in Christ, the way that they are in Him, the way that He sees them in Himself. So I got to keep confessing the right thing. Come on, amen. He says, so 1 Timothy, I'm going to jump here real quick. I want you to check this out. You okay? All right. You love me? Oh, cool. It says, but thou, man of God, flee these things from, this is in verse 12. Let me, verse 12. This is in 1 Timothy 6, 12. Fight. Say fight. The good fight of faith. Lay hold on. Lay hold on. Eternal life whereunto thou art also called and thou hast professed. A good confession before many witnesses. You have professed. Now that word professed, I wrote this down because it means to speak, to say the same as another. So listen, he's saying, declaring this, hold on, stand and fight the good fight of faith and profess that thing that you profess, keep professing that he is Lord. As you received him in your life, as you confessed him as your what? Savior. Let him keep saving you. Right? Come on. He says, professed a good profession before many witnesses. That we profess a good profession. Confession. Profession, confession. And that is going to be challenged in our lives. Here's what it is. I wrote four things down that I have to confess. I need to hold fast on what Christ did on the cross for me. I need to hold fast upon that with my mouth, with my understanding. That what? It's by His blood. It's through His death, burial, and resurrection that I live. I'm empowered by His resurrection power. Come on, amen. See, I want you to know that, listen, as soon as the pressure comes on, that pressure of that resurrection power is going to be challenged within me. To let God arise. Say, let God arise. And let His enemies be scattered. The same power that raised Christ from the grave dwells within me. Let Him rise. Let Him rise in the midst of your situation. Let Him rise. Come on, let Him rise in the midst. Come on. That we confess with our mouth His resurrection power in my life. God, You are resurrection. I believe, God, Lord, that You're the resurrection. The same power. God, I ask for You to, God, work in my life right here today. I keep confessing that, God, over my life. I keep confessing it. Because there's some things that are bigger than me. There's some situations that are bigger than me. I have to rely on His power, on His might. Confess that. So, the death, burial, and resurrection. They got to hold on to that, what He did on the cross. Second, He says that I have a bold confession. Who you are now in Christ. I got to declare who I am now. Say now. In Christ. Not where I used to be. Come on, the enemy wants to remind me of who I was. But I got to stand in who I am now. Say now. I got to stand in who I am now. Say today. He says, number three, what Jesus is doing right now in the heaven, I got to declare that. Hebrews 7:25, what's taking place? Can you look that up for me? Wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Wow. He says, listen, that those who come to me and come in agreement with me, I'm able, say I'm able, to save to the uttermost. Wow. To the uttermost. To whatever degree it might be in our lives. Doesn't matter what the situation is. He says, those that come to me, come on, that we come to him, he says, I'm able, I'm able. Do you believe God's able? Come on, to save you from any situation. He is able, hallelujah, to set me free from whatever that might be. He's able, come on, that whatever you're facing, whatever that might be, come on, whether it's health, whether it's poverty, whatever situation, he's able to save you from the uttermost. Come on, from the place of bankruptcy in my heart, the emptiness, he's able to save you to the uttermost. Is that good news? Come on, say that's good news. He says, and so this is in the fourth one. He says, what God by his word and through the Holy Spirit can do in us. I got to stand this. I got to keep confessing what by his word and through the Holy Spirit he can do through us. Can you say through us? I got to lay hold of it. I got to stand upon it. So let's check this out. I laid this out to throw this out to you. Luke 8. Let's go back here. So we're on the boat. Say, I'm on the boat. I want you to hear this. Not everybody is going to get on the boat. And it doesn't mean that we don't love God or don't love God, but not all the time is everybody going to get on the boat and trust him. Here's why. Listen to me. I don't want to be that. I don't want to. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be the one that is not willing to get in the boat. Not willing to go farther. Not willing to go beyond what I know and step into him in faith. Say the unknown. Sometimes that's the most, I don't want, you know, you can't explain it. You don't know where you're going, but it's that place to get into a place of trust that God wants you to live, a place of abandonment. Whether you get in, where are we going? Get in. We're going to go to the other side. Where's the other side? What's that? What's on the other side? What are we going to do there? What are we going to do? No, just get in. I want you to know that some of those people, just a few of those ones got in that boat, a percentage. And everybody else stood on the shore. They were comfortable. I don't want my situation or my life to be in a place of comfort, that I'm not willing to get in the boat because of comfort. I'm not willing to get in the boat because of I'm afraid to change or to shake things up in my life because everything's okay right now. I'm not willing to step out in faith to go beyond where I am right here. I want you to know that, listen to me, living life, a life that is abundant. Abundant life. Can you say abundant life? See, Jesus didn't just come to give you life. He came to give you life and life more abundantly. That is knowing him beyond limits. See, that shoreline is just the limit. It's comfortable. But when you get into the boat, it takes you outside of your comfort zone. Man, I don't always like to be there. I don't always like to be, but here's what I know, that he's with me. Can you tell someone he's with me? I want you to know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Get in the boat. Trust him to go beyond your boundaries, your borders, your expectation. Whatever that might be. Come on. Sometimes it's letting go of whatever that might be. Whatever it might be in our hearts, we got to let it go. Just get in the boat. What am I going to bring? Leave it go. See, sometimes, listen to me, you got to make a decision to leave what you got on the shore to walk in God's word. And that ain't easy. But God, wait. Can I just take this? No. Can I just take this? Come on. Sometimes there's some things that we've carried so long. Sometimes there hurts. Sometimes there's pains. Sometimes whatever that might be, there's baggage. Say baggage. Baggage. I want you to know, for us to take off, for us to go to the next level, God says you've got to check your baggage in. Is that all right? Say, check it in. See, because God wants you to fight the good fight of faith. He wants you to have faith that fights, that you're determined to know. In season and out of season, he's God. In season and out of season. It's easy to worship God when everything's going right. But when you get sideswiped, all right. So I'm gonna. So here we go. So this is challenged. So immediately, they weren't even in a boat that long. He says, and they launched out to go forth. And it says, but as they sailed, he fell asleep, and he came. He was in the storm. There was a storm that was in the middle of the lake, and they were filled with water, and they were in jeopardy. What is the first thing that we think? Come on, in those moments, right then and there, what's the first thing whenever? Come on, in season and out of season. Come on, hear me tonight. Come on, what are you going to preach? Can keep confessing the same thing. Come on, the same thing we confess that I believe you, your Lord, I'm going to walk with you. Whenever all hell breaks loose, the first thing that happens when you become in jeopardy, when your faith is challenged, the first thing we say is, don't you care? Doesn't he love me? Why would he let me go through this? Isn't that the truth? Being real, isn't that the truth? Man, that our faith, it's challenged. That he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. The same God. He says, it's challenged, and he goes on, he says, and they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. That word's challenged. Let us, come on. Say, let us go to the other side. That was his words. That wasn't their words. They didn't talk Jesus into going somewhere. He said to them, let us go. And that word's challenge. That word became in a place they found it was challenging. Sometimes that word is challenged. Trusting him in challenging situations. Trusting his word. He says, and they came to him and they woke him. He says, Master, and he rose and he rebuked the wind. Wow. The raging waters. He rebuked them. He spoke to them. He confronted them with the word. Say the word. Sometimes we get battered, and in this moment, we got to realize, where's the word? It's in the boat. Say it's in the boat. The word's within you. He is the word. Jesus Christ says, I am the word. Can you say he is the word? The Bible says, in the beginning the word was, and the word was from the beginning. He is the word. Jesus is the word of God. He is the word in flesh that walked among us. He is the word. So the word was in the boat. That word was there. It was available for them to use. But guess what? Jesus had to show them how to use the word to confront those storms in your life. Sometimes we let those words, we have Christ in us, the hope of glory, but we let those words push us around the things that in the world, those situations push us, the storms feel like they're bigger. What do we got to realize? That the word is within you. There's a greater word than that's in you than that which is in the world. Greater is he that's in your boat than he that's in the world. But I gotta keep confessing it. Jesus was teaching them to confess the right things. No matter what storm it is, speak to your storms. What was inside Jesus, what was in him, came out of him. It was peace. And that peace changed the atmosphere that was around him. Sometimes what happens is we have storms within us. There's no peace within us. So the storms around us, I just agree with them. But God wants the peace that's in us to speak to the storms. You all right? So he says, raging, and he ceased. He's teaching them. He's listening. He wants them to realize that what's in them, that this word that's within them, because it's going to be confronted. It's going to be challenged. And it says, and he said unto them, where is your faith? Where's your faith? He's asking him this question. He says, where is it? Because it's not here. He's asking them a real question. Where's your faith? Come on, how many of you guys know how many times I can't tell you how many times that I've felt the Holy Spirit speak to my heart. Where's your faith? Where is your faith? And Jesus is in the boat saying, where is your faith? It can't be in my own ability. It can't be in my own strength. It can't be what I've tried to bring with me from my past. He says, where's your faith? My faith holds him. His grace holds me. Acting on God's word is the definition of faith. I'm going to say it again. Acting on God's word is the definition of faith. That's the definition of it. He says, where is it? You're not acting on my words. I said, let us go to the other side. I know it's going to be challenged. I know. It's hard to sleep in a storm when it's shaking, when it's rocking. But he's speaking to them. He says, and they, being afraid, wonder, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the waters to obey. Wow. Listen, I want you to catch this. Only as I walk with him, as I am willing to put myself into position to trust him in faith, am I able to know him in this fullness. Only until I begin to step in faith, walk in it, can I experience who he really is. Because God will present something to each one of us. And until we step and walk in it, I believe this. There were seven things that Jesus said that I am. He says, I am. He said that seven times. I am. And God wants us to know him in every one of those places in our lives. That the number seven, do you know that in the seventh day he rested? Jesus is the seventh day. He is the seventh day. Come on, he is my rest, that I can rest in the storm because of what he did for me. Say, I can rest. Because he is. Come on, the Bible says that we are to rest on the seventh day. I want you to know, I don't worship a day, I worship a person, his name is Jesus. It's nice to have a rest on a day. Come on, amen, you all like to have that day off. But that's okay, but there's something bigger than that, there's something greater than that. When I begin to rest in him, guess what? My storms around me begin to be silenced. When I begin to walk in faith in who he is, I begin to experience that he is the I am. He is the bread. I am the bread. I am the provision for you, Chris. I'm your provision. Come on, sometimes we search everywhere else. Sometimes we search in situations, whatever, to provide for ourselves, to get through the moment. Come on, amen. To find our way through that situation. He says, I am the bread. I am. Can you say I am? He says, and the bread, I am the light. I am the light. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I am the vine. He who abides in me, I abide in you. See, God wants us to experience him in the full I am of all that he is. Say, not holding back. But walking in faith in who he is, that I can know him. Could you play something, Randy? Or I come in for a landing. He says, so I just want you, I want to set this up for you real quick. In verse 26, where do they get to? The other side. See, God's not a liar. Your word, his word will be challenged within your life to stand upon it. It will be. Tell someone, don't let it go. See, that's the thing with Judas. You remember Judas? He didn't hold on to the word. He let it go. And he ended up bankrupt, broken and lost. See, God wants us to walk it through, to walk it through. Say, keep walking. Come on, say, keep walking. Keep walking in His Word. Keep professing what He says over your life, over who you are in Him, about what God says. Listen, I need to get away from what everybody else says. But what's truth is His Word. And I get so confused what's going on sometimes. We get confused. But if I would just walk in His Word, if I would just trust His Word, don't go to the left, don't go to the right, no, no, no. Just stay in His Word. Walk in His Word to abide in that truth that I begin to know Him as my provider. I begin to lay Him, to know Him as the light in the midst of darkness. I begin to know Him as the resurrection life. I begin to know Him as the vine as I abide within Him because He's faithful. But they got to the other side. I don't have time to go in this, but I don't know about if you know the story, but when they got to the other side, they hit the beach, and man, I'm going to tell you something. These guys, it doesn't even, the disciples, you don't even hear another word from them the whole time in this next story until they get back on the boat because their faith is challenged again. Guys, you just go ahead and just follow along with Jesus' journey. And Jesus confronted. He came against the opposition. See, here's this guy. He's naked. Let's be real. You just got out of a storm. You just hit the beach. You're about ready to maybe go find something, a lunch. Here comes this naked guy running full speed. A little uncomfortable. I mean, I guarantee they're like, hey, let's go to the other side. But Jesus brought them there. He knew. Come on, here, listen to me. He said, we're going to go to the other side. He knew what was on the other side. He knew. Listen, do you guys know that? Listen, he's not in trouble. Listen, he went to where the mess was. He went there. He knows that they were going to experience this moment, that this man was hurting. This man was broken. He was in torment. He was being tormented. He was being persecuted by the enemy. He was chained. Where did he go? He went there. He's not afraid of a mess. That's the God we serve. He's not afraid of your mess. He's not afraid of my mess. He's not afraid of the world's mess. He's not intimidated. You can say, oh, it's so horrible. I'm here to tell you, He's not intimidated by it. Come on. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's loving. God wants to confront that. God wants to heal that. God wants to break the chains. Give me the most messed up ones. Because Jesus, listen, That guy that when Jesus confronted and cast out those demons, he was sitting beside Jesus at his feet when everybody came. He was sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed. I haven't seen nothing like that for a long time. And he was in his right mind. See, that's what Jesus wants to do. He wants to take what the enemy has tried to do for evil and he wants to turn it for good. He wants to bring, hallelujah, that which has been lost and he has found it. He wants you to come to the place of finding that's in him. Unto the place of light. The darkness is exposed. And Jesus says, he says this, you guys listen to get this. They went to go leave and he said, I'm coming with you. I'm with you, Jesus. Jesus says, no. Go home. Listen. Go home. Because why? Because those ones that were in that city were upset with Jesus. And they said, get out of here. So Jesus says, listen, they won't accept me. But they'll accept you. There's some people that, listen, you just mentioned God, they'll get upset. Come on, you ever said? But I'm going to tell you something. You ready for this? Hear this. There was a young kid. I was a youth leader, and there was a young boy that, man, he was an angry kid. I was too, and he was forced to go to this youth event. And he shows up there, and they're worshiping, and there's this awesome, these kids are being touched, man. God's hitting these kids. He gets up and walks out. Now, I'm offended. You're going to worship God. If I get to drag you in here, because I know what's better for you. So I went running out into the clothes closet, whatever, and he's standing there, and it's a little bit of attitude. And I went, I'm telling you, I couldn't open my mouth. I couldn't. I said, why don't you come on in? He says, I don't want to. I said, you don't want to worship? No, I don't want to worship God. I don't want nothing to do with God. See, I felt like I needed to defend God. I want you to know he doesn't need defended. He doesn't need you to defend him. He doesn't. This is what God told me to do. He said, ask him to be your friend. And I went up to him. I said, hey, brother. I said, I know you don't want God right now. I said, but listen, would you be my friend? You know what he said? Yeah. And I heard a whisper in my ear. God says, now he's my friend. Whew. Now he's mine. Because we're one. I'm one with you. And because he knows you, he's going to know me. I'm here to tell you that young man ended up becoming a youth pastor. And he has his own church now. Has his own church now. He's a big boy. Worshiping God. Would you stand? Kristen, we want to get the kids. Would you get your communion ready? I want us to catch this real quick. If you could take it out. I want you to hear this. Everybody got one? Come on. This is a little different, but I want you to get this. It's important for me to discern the Lord's body, to understand how important this is, of what this has done for me. See, when we come, do this in remembrance of me. Do this. Remember me. And when we do this thing, it's by faith that we remember, we come back to a place, come on, a remembering, putting ourselves, that we understand how valuable that his body is and what it means to me. This is my victory. This is my victory. I have to discern it to know how powerful it is. So I ask you right now that this is my body. Do this in remembrance of me, he declares. Receive this. This is his body. And as we do this, we understand that we, the church, are the body of Christ. I want you to see that everybody in this place that has Christ in your life, that you receive Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord, you're part of the body of Christ. You're part of the body. And the Bible says this. I want you to get this. He says, arise and shine. You're the body. You're the body of Christ. Arise and shine. For the light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon who? Upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth. How many of you guys see that right now? Darkness is covering the earth. But God's got the answer. He's got the answer. He says, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon who? You. And the glory shall be seen upon you. I got to recognize that what he did for me, that now coming together, I am part of the body of Christ. And when the world sees us, they see him. That's why I got to be bold. That's why I got to get in the boat and just go. Because there's people on the other side that are waiting for you to get off the boat. Come on, amen. To confront their pain and their hurts. Because you're the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. And now we could stand by his blood, by his stripes. This is his life. That we could receive it. This is his blood. Receive this in his name. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for these people. I thank you, God, Lord, that you're assembling your body together. God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that we begin to come to the union, the oneness, and the awareness of who you are in our lives. That we walk in boldness and true confession, whether in season or out of season, because it is important for us to walk and to get in the boat and go to the other side. Because there's a dying world. And your light's within us. Father, I thank you. I just pray your blessing. And we'll declare with all of our hearts that we are God's knocking. Open up and let him in. Amen.